Hello and welcome to Up to Date from WVIA News. I'm Sarah Cinto, here to keep you up to date with the most interesting and important stories from the WVIA newsroom and beyond. Today, the American Cancer Society wants more volunteers to drive cancer patients to their appointments. And a warrant reveals more about the man who allegedly firebombed the PA governor's residence. It's Thursday, April 17th. Let's get you up to date. First, we're learning more about Cody Ballmer, the 38-year-old man accused of targeting Governor Josh Shapiro and his family and firebombing the governor's residence. Days after his arrest, new documents may shed light on Ballmer's motive. As Tom Reese reports for WVIA, the governor also responded to a critic who said his own actions may have stoked violence.
A warrant released Wednesday shows 38-year-old Cody Ballmer told police he disagreed with Shapiro's, quote, plans for the Palestinian people. Shapiro deferred most questions about the incident to law enforcement, but he didn't hold back when asked about comments made by Republican Congressman Dan Muser. Muser told a radio show that the arson attack was terrible, but that Shapiro has to, quote, tone it down too. He faulted Shapiro for filing lawsuits against Trump and telling falsehoods about him. Shapiro seemed surprised by the remarks.
He said that?
Yes.
I've said for years, leaders have a responsibility to speak and act with moral clarity. It would appear that the congressman failed to measure up to that.
Muser is seen as a likely challenger for Shapiro next year. I'm Tom Reese, reporting from Harrisburg.
We have more coverage of this story at WVIA.org. Back in Northeast Pennsylvania now, where the American Cancer Society's Road to Recovery offers people with cancer diagnoses free rides to appointments. The program has lost volunteers since the COVID-19 pandemic, and now they're looking to recruit more in Northeast Pennsylvania. WVIA's Lydia McFarlane reports.
Gary Williams lost his wife to cancer. She enjoyed helping people, so he started driving for Road to Recovery to honor her legacy.
If she's up there watching, I'm sure she's very appreciative of what I'm doing in her honor.
He volunteers for the program several times a week. Williams typically drives patients to Geisinger's Henry Cancer Center in Luzerne County. He's even formed friendships with some of the people he drives, like Pete Polliard. Polliard was diagnosed with an aggressive form of brain cancer last November. He immediately started an intense 7-week radiation treatment. He had radiation appointments almost every day. Polliard has always relied on public transit to get around. His grueling treatments drained him. He had trouble taking the bus home.
I have nothing but good things to say about the program. It literally saved my life, or at least prolonged it.
Kelly Parker works with the American Cancer Society. She says dependable transportation is part of any good treatment plan.
If you miss an appointment due to lack of transportation, there's a whole bunch of negative outcomes that can come out of that, you know, just including poor health outcomes and poor treatment outcomes for the patient.
The number of volunteers has decreased since the pandemic. There are times when Road to Recovery cannot fulfill every ride request. The American Cancer Society wants to recruit more drivers in Northeast Pennsylvania. Polliard encourages people to volunteer to help people like him in their community. Reporting from Pittston, I'm Lydia McFarlane, WVIA News.
If you want to get involved with Road to Recovery or the American Cancer Society, look for this story at WVIA.org. More up to date after this break.
I'm Roger Dupuy from WVIA News. If you haven't already, sign up to get our free newsletter, WVIA News Notes. It's delivered right to your email inbox each Tuesday and Friday mornings. Go to WVIA.org and click on newsletters to subscribe.
Welcome back. Now let's go to the State College area, where about 500 people attended a public hearing hosted by the Pennsylvania Department of Corrections this week on the proposed closure of SCI Rockview, which is near State College. As Olivia Dunn reports for WVIA, community members demanded the prison stay open.
Please keep Rockview open. Thank you.
About 50 community members and government officials testified against the closing of SCI Rockview, speaking to a panel of Pennsylvania Department of Corrections representatives, including Secretary Laurel Harry. If the state closes Rockview, approximately 658 staff members will be reassigned to other SCI facilities within 67 miles, and many speakers expressed concerns about long commutes. Susie Tubbs is the wife of a corrections officer. She asked all Rockview employees and family members to stand up during her speech, and most people in the auditorium rose out of their seats.
These are just some of the faces of the families that will be drastically disrupted if their spouses or parents have to transfer to another facility further away.
The DOC says it proposed SCI Rockview for closure because to stay open, it would need $74 million in upgrades over the next 5 years, and only 82% of prison beds are full in the DOC system. In Bellefonte, I'm Olivia Dunn.
Thanks to Olivia for that report. Now, in case you lost track of the days, it is Thursday, which means A, it's almost the weekend, and B, there's an all-new eventful at WBIA.org to help you plan some weekend fun. My colleague Haley O'Brien has everything you need to know about a Sip and Seek adult egg hunt, a trout fishing class, and an Earth Day celebration this weekend. It's all at WBIA.org/eventful. All right, I hope you're feeling up to date. You can find plenty more stories at WBIA.org. I'm Sarah Cinto. Thanks again for hanging out with me today. If you want to keep hearing from me and the rest of the news team, we do hope you'll subscribe and listen every weekday at WBIA.org or wherever you find your favorite podcasts. Enjoy your Thursday. I'll catch you tomorrow right here on Up to Date.